The Oroville evacuation order has been lifted, but when it went out to nearly 200,000 people on February 12th, some nursing home and hospital patients in Sutter County didn't go anywhere. Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffitt investigates.
Sutter County has a list of assisted living facilities and hospitals that require help moving patients to pre-designated facilities during emergencies. Nancy O'Hara is the director of Sutter County's Health and Human Services Department. When Sutter County issued its evacuation order, she began calling the facilities on that list.
You know, some facilities didn't evacuate.
And how does she feel about that?
Well, having lived here all my life and been through two floods, It would not be a decision I would make, because I've seen what happens when people don't evacuate when they should. People have died.
She says while some did not evacuate at all, others, like River Valley Care Center in Live Oak, took hours to decide, despite frequent calls from her and other agencies urging the center to do so. River Valley was the first hospital she called.
I did relay that information to the administrator that, you know, because they are in Live Oak, they're a priority. I want to get the transportation out to you first. So, you know, you do it in an order of because of the location that they're at. But that person was just unclear as to whether they really needed to evacuate.
The county is compiling a list of which facilities evacuated and which did not. O'Hara says she plans to review evacuation procedures with those facilities. The county, though, cannot compel a facility to move patients during an emergency. Rideout hospitals and senior care facilities in Yuba City and Marysville evacuated their patients or moved them to higher floors. River Valley did begin moving patients 12 hours after receiving the evacuation order. The facility refused to comment. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.
This is Capital Public Radio.